fighting for America.
Ishmael Brinsley posting a dire warning on his Instagram account, which read, quote, "They take one of ours, let's take two of theirs. Hashtag shoot the police. Hashtag RIP Eric Garner. Hashtag RIP Mike Brown."
Fighting for Idaho.
And this punk show up in here marching around last week with those demonstrations. What do we want, dead cops? Well, they got two dead cops.
Fighting for you.
Don't we all have a responsibility? I know that I have a responsibility that if I say something offensive, that if I say something that crosses a line, we'll be seeing you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And good morning, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Thank you all for joining us. Dave Petzo has returned. Let's give him an opening bell for that. Where you been?
Well, I went to Seattle to see my daughter.
Right.
Yes, Christmas. That, right. So
you haven't been here for like 5 weeks.
Well, that's because you weren't here for two of them.
Oh, I see. Instead of addressing the issue.
Deflect him.
And, yes. Yes. Really? Yes. I see that.
Yeah.
You've picked up the traits of the Obama administration.
That's exactly.
Yes, exactly.
That's right.
Oh, open
that's right. What was the question?
Exactly. You're right. I lost my train of thought. Anyway, the year that was in the markets, your thoughts?
Kevin, I think everybody is always looking for this next downturn instead of really, I think, embracing the fact that the market is the best game in town. It always has been. But particularly when we look at the world today and see interest rates as low as they are, and I know a lot of people then will have our cat calls from the, but it's all Fed induced. Well, you know what? The bank accounts are real. The money is real and the stock prices are real. I don't think that it's all because of that, you know, the Fed having artificially low interest rates. But the reality is, was it really matter? Does it really matter? When you're talking about the best game in town, the only game in town, and when interest rates are this low, there really isn't anything else to do. So I it's too bad that we always look for what's wrong with this very strong market. And here we are, back to all-time highs.
Indeed, but then all of a sudden we're starting to get, you know, predatory lending.
Yep.
People are starting to take chances again. Let's take a look at the Treasure Valley. How would you judge our economy year to date?
Very well. I think the economy here has been getting stronger and stronger, and it's very broad. I can't believe, as you know, for example, when I leave here and head down to my office,
the Petzo Center,
right. Going by that jump, you know, and then recognizing that we're talking also about the Zion building just getting finished up. It's been a real renaissance in downtown Boise, and I think it's spread all throughout the valley. It's the economy here is strong. It's good.
Right, but do we take a look at the jobs that are created, most of them in the service industry?
Well, they are, Kevin, but that's going to be, broadly speaking, is always going to be the case in a service economy. So we do have an awful lot of service jobs, but we also have a lot of high-tech jobs. Micron is still employing. We're still seeing some startups out there. They're smaller. They're off the radar. I get that. But, you know, a job here and a job there is very, very important. We hired in the past couple of years as well. You know, these are the kind of things that throughout, as people are little small businesses out there are hiring one and two. They aren't, you know what? We're service jobs too, you know? But
we are to a degree, but you know what gets me, and you and I have talked about this, you have the Village, which is pretty upscale.
Yep.
In Meridian, you have these homes that are being built. We're not talking about starter family homes. We're talking about some extravagant homes, and who's going to live in them? You know, we already, and you were very on top of this, where, you know, we had the housing bubble, where we had these overinflated housing
sure.
prices, and people got into these homes, and then they couldn't afford to keep them.
Absolutely, but we're not that's not the lending environment we're in now. So we're not talking about people that can't afford those homes. At least they have a job. At least they have documentation for the realities that they do have a job and they do have income and they do have net worth. Those are much more stable loans in a stable situation. If somebody wants to go buy a $1 million house, well, okay, that's their choice. If they can afford it, if the society has to pick it up with a bailout later, that's a problem. But I don't think that's what we're seeing right now, Kevin. So I'm very optimistic on our local economy.
All right, Dave Petzl with us here at 580 KIDO. I'm trying to think of some other things that have happened this year as far as in our own area. Housing prices have returned, probably not to the levels that they were in 07 or 08, but they've had a strong return.
They have, no question about it. And I don't think that this really – people talk about a wealth effect on having a house that's worth a lot of money, but I just really don't see that happening because people can't take that money out and go spend it. But one thing that has happened this year here and abroad recently in the last couple of months is we're seeing a huge drop in gas prices. This really makes a difference. And in a state as spread out as Idaho is, there's an awful lot of driving going on here and, you know, per capita. And so we have a situation here where I think this is a real boost to the local economy, Kevin.
Indeed, and to the country. And you can imagine what would happen if we had Keystone and other issues that we've talked about before. But just getting back to the next year, the legislature possibly looking at Medicaid expansion, possibly looking at putting on a fuel tax, a gas price increase to fund the roads.
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to impact Idaho business? That if these things go through, we'll get to the idea of Obamacare because now the waivers are over, so here comes the pain. But
right.
Before that, just some of these state issues that if I'm a local business person.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I'm concerned about.
Yeah. The state is doing well, number one. So that's very positive. I think it's probably time for a gas tax. And that's really weird for me to say it.
Let me run the tape again.
Yeah.
So you're a tax and spender now.
Yeah, exactly. I think a redistributor is
I
me.
I see.
Yes, yes. I think the central government can plan much better than the individual.
Right.
Yeah. So I had a new vision last night. The thing is that because of gas, gas prices coming down, it's an opportunity to put through something we've needed to do, and that's something to fix the roads. Every state is facing this issue right now, but it's twofold. It's not just because you have electric cars that don't get taxed at all, but you also have much more fuel efficiency in all vehicles. So we're not getting as much revenue as we need to fix the roads.
But isn't that like smoking? I mean, the little electric cars don't tear up the roads. It's the big trucks that do. Or the big F-150s that we have a plethora of here in Idaho. And you would share the governor's thoughts on that. But on the other hand, I mean, the president gives you an incentive to buy an electric car because you get a tax credit for it.
Right. And I pay for that incentive. And I also pay taxes. I don't drive a big truck, Kevin, and I still have gas taxes. So, but the thing is that I'm not saying it needs to be the same amount, but they are on the same road, and the road is expensive. It's not just a question of... It doesn't matter if their trucks never hit the road. They need maintenance and upkeep, and they need to be built. And those are not being built at all by the electric cars. So I think that needs to be, quotes, shared around, and it should not just be the truckers, which we all use. We can all complain about the big trucks on the road, but when I go to the store, I want to find stuff on the shelves.
Yeah, but you pay for that. I mean, you pay for that in the price.
You do.
Now, hold on. You won't be able to hear this, but... This is what the governor said exclusively to us. We've already had that. Well, yeah, I think that I don't know the head. No, see that we for people at home, the headphone issue is just horrific here. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play this and we'll see what happens.
You know, I drive in from Star every day, just like you do. And when I'm sitting there on State Street and Old Highway 55 at the stoplight in my Ford pickup, that gets about 15 miles to the gallon, somebody in an electric car pulls right up next to me. I'm paying 25 cents every 14 or 15 miles I drive because they have an electric car, and God bless them for that effort. But they're not paying the same price that I am. And so I think one of the things that we need to do is we really need to make sure that there's equal pay for equal use.
To me, that sounds like communism.
Equal pay to equal use?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, quit smoking, but we're going to use your tax dollars to fund the anti-smoking program. Well, the people with the electric cars have beaten the system. And look, you choose to drive a truck that gets bad gas mileage. You, Mr. Petso, drive a car that gets better gas mileage. You and I drive sedans.
Right.
So don't tase me, bro.
I agree to a little bit here, Kevin. But communism? No, that's not communism. But at the same time, I understand what you're saying, and it's not just that they've beaten the system. The system now needs to be revised because of the new technology that is now available. It's not a question of finding a loophole out there. There is, but the technology found it, not the people. So I don't have a problem with that, and I don't have a problem with them paying less than a big old truck that's guzzling up the gas. That's fine, and that's people's choice.
That's their choice to
absolutely
drive those big trucks.
It certainly is, or a Winnebago, or all
right.
These things. Absolutely, totally agree.
Exactly. So if I'm in my little Prius, don't penalize me.
Well, you don't have a Prius.
You know something? I told you I've been brainwashed by those things.
You're in love with the Prius.
Well,
don't drive a Prius. It sucks the brains out of you.
Here's the skinny on that. And some of these cars are doing it, but it gives you a readout of how much money you've actually spent.
Really?
Like from here to Star, it cost me 80 cents when you drive a Prius. 80 cents.
80 cents.
And that's not even using the electrical motors and stuff.
Huh.
And then people say, well, you have to turn in your man card, though. I don't know. More coming up with Dave.
Earning your trust every morning. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
There he is, Santa's little helper, Dave Petso, with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. So are you getting a lump of coal this year or what?
I think I probably am going to score a lump of coal.
Wow.
That's better than last year. I didn't get anything.
Will that ounce go up under Obama or will that be devalued?
I will be taxed on it. I'll have a carbon tax on my lump of coal.
Lump of gold.
Yeah. I think I'd rather have the gold. Yeah.
Let's go to Aaron with Dave Petso on 580 KIDO. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, with this whole gas tax issue, I mean, I look at it really fairly simply. You know, I'm finally getting a break on my family's budget. And what do the politicians want to do? They want to increase my taxes. I just really have a problem with that. I'm trying to provide for my family, and Governor Otter and the legislature are trying to do the bidding of folks like Iaki, you know, just the corporate lobbyists. I want somebody to defend my budget.
Can I ask him a question, Kevin?
Dave, you go ahead because
you're busy over there.
You're the tax inspector.
You're going to jump. All right. So, Bill, here's the issue. Besides the drop in the gas tax here, the state is not getting as much revenue. And don't misunderstand. I'd rather we didn't have to pay any taxes at all. But what would you do as the roads are, you know, obviously falling apart?
Well, I think we have to look at the big picture and look at what young people are doing. I think young people are not really driving as much. I think that perhaps roads are a technology that the market is not choosing any longer.
I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean. They're not choosing. We obviously have fairly crowded roads, at least most of them are.
No, I disagree. Young people are not driving as much anymore. Young people aren't even buying cars.
Okay.
That is a trend among millennials, public transportation and not buying the cars. That is a trend.
And so, Mr. Petso, as being a market guy like yourself, you would be responding to what the market is demanding.
That depends, though. There's still a lot of old people on the road with their cars.
My grandma didn't drive much towards the end.
No, I'm talking about myself and the ever ubiquitous Dave Petso.
Yeah, the bus didn't stop here. I didn't get here by bus. In fact, the parking lot's rather full here of cars.
Well, I think that the government should do just like everybody else does. They need to make do. They need to tighten their belts and make do the best they can. I mean, that's what I've been doing for the past several years.
All right. Well, again, the state is getting in less and less and less revenue in spite of the more cars on the road. It's still getting less in. and we are wanting to expand the roads. I'm not sure how we pay for that.
You're wanting to punish productivity and innovation in fuel-efficient vehicles.
No, I don't think that's punishing them. We still have to drive on a road. I mean, what do you want? What should we do for the roads? Just let them fall apart is what you're suggesting, correct?
Well, like the old movie said, where I want to go, we don't need roads. I mean, I want the technology to advance continually, and so people can be more prosperous and not be tied down to old ways of thinking.
I totally agree. I think we are often tied down by that. I speak about the abundance of the world all the time and the fact that we simply don't see it. We do not see it. So, technology continues to solve problems.
I think you're echoing people like, folks like IACI and the corporate lobbyists.
Okay. Well,
are you a corporate lobbyist?
Yeah. Well, in my next life, I will be.
Well, Aaron, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yep. Aaron has a good point. You're going to have a lot of folks that are going to be up against this. The governor tried once before and was unsuccessful. And you're going to have, quite frankly, I'm sick of people working on the roads.
Yeah. Well,
something. I'm fine with the roads the way they are. You want to do something? Make Chinden get that. Do that Highway 16 or whatever the heck that is from Old State Street through Star all the way through to the highway.
To Emmett, yes.
It goes to Emmett. From Emmett to 84.
Right.
Yeah. Now
yeah, that's out there. What is that? 10, 15 years.
Yeah. I'd be in favor of that. Well, they stopped it at McMillan. Or Chinon, they stopped it at Chinon.
I know.
So you know what? So how frustrating that is for a guy like me. You get up to 65, and then you have to hit the stoplight. And I got a lot of frustrations.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to Jim and Star at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I had to get in on this. This guy Eric that just called.
That was Aaron.
Aaron. I'm sorry. Some of what he was saying, I can understand. The millennials first, let's start there. They don't drive because they're lazy. They're underachievers. They have no goals. And their parents take really good care of them, like a bunch of little babies. So they, of course, have no incentive to get a car. That point, I think I've made. The other...
Jim is expressing the holiday cheer version of the Kevin Miller Show.
That's right. I hope you millennials have a new Xbox controller waiting under the tree for you, you lazy saps. So then let's go on to talk about taxing us. If the governor wants to tax us more on our fuel, I think if he taxes our gas, it's going to cost him his bank. No way. Let's allocate funds from places that we know we're being robbed every single day as taxpayers here in Idaho, and for that matter, countrywide. Let's go and get the money back that we're spending on all of these losers that claim that they need government assistance, that keep having kids without fathers around to get bigger checks. Let's investigate this stuff. Let's stop paying for these guys and girls, and let's get our money back, and we can have roads paved in gold if we want then. I mean, God, it's just crazy, guys. It's so simple. You look at where's all of our money being sucked away from us, and go there first. We don't need to tax anybody for roads. That's ridiculous.
Well, first of all, I guess I would say that this is not a question of just raising the gas tax. It's a reassessment of how we tax to build the roads. That's what I would suggest. We have cars that absolutely don't use any gas. Is that right? They certainly use power. They certainly, and if we think of it, now, ours is hydroelectric, but most of the electricity in this country is produced by coal. So do we just say that's okay and that's not really a carbon-based fuel? Of course it is. There are all kinds this is not free of any economic or ecological impact. And second of all, we just need to reassess it from the standpoint of fuel efficiency on some of the cars, whether they're hybrids like a Prius or, don't they use some gas Priuses, right?
Yeah, well, don't get Jim from Star on me on a Prius because then he'll start calling me a sissy.
Okay.
He just opened the door on that one. That's little Teddy's favorite car, the Prius. Hey, Jim, can you believe it? I got like 89 miles per gallon to the studio today. And I'm like, Kevin, come on, man. I go, that is just
Some of us are secure in our manhood that we don't have a problem driving a Prius.
You don't need a bigger truck to prove your manhood. Is that what you're saying?
Jim drives a big truck. I guess he's got to prove his manhood.
come on. You guys are terrible. But listen, we got other ways to go to get money that's just sitting there, folks. It's just sitting there. We're just wasting money because we're turning our backs. And let's just get all these leeches that are sucking us dry, Petso and Miller, because you guys work hard. I work hard. Aren't you sick of it?
Well, certainly. Absolutely. And I think that certainly we need more and more welfare reform. There's no question about it. But honestly, it's kind of like people who, if you say the people from the left, if all we do is quit making as many bullets or, yeah, we need some military defense, but at the same time, if we would just stop making all these things we don't need to, no, we're talking about peanuts overall in the overall budget. And no, we can't do the roads in gold if we make sure that we have all of the people who deserve or are working their way through welfare are the only people that are on welfare. It's not going to cut or be enough. Do we need reform all the way around? You bet we do. Because the idea that education is not working as well, so they need more money, is the total reaction of all government everywhere. This doesn't work. Well, we need more money. You know, welfare isn't working. I know. Let's not fix it. Let's throw more money at it. Only government thinks that way in every way possible.
Wait a minute. You're talking about raising taxes.
Petso, you sound like a tax and spend lib right now. I'm not liking this. I'm really not liking this at all, Petso. I'm reading
you know,
through you.
Pretty soon we're going to find out he's really a millennial. He's about 23 years old.
Don't I wish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jim, thank you for the call.
Hey,
thanks.
Man, I just want to say one last thing. When you
Jim, are you coming in tomorrow?
I might. And I just want to say, when you see Petso's mom dropping him off at the studio, that might be the first time that he's a millennial.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Any thoughts for the year?
You mean for upcoming?
You heard our old... No, your year here.
Oh, the past year. Yeah. You know what? Look, I had a lot of personal stuff over the last couple of years.
Sure.
This year was a much better year than the prior year, and I'm looking forward to 2015 because I'm going to be a grandpa.
Boy, that's amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for me, it's a kind of a personal thing.
Now, you're going to start him with, like, a Roth 401k or something like that? Or,
well, yeah. What's your problem with that? You got a problem with
that? No, I'm just saying. You're going to start him early?
Yes, I am. See? I'm going to be. Yeah, I've got a little.
The portfolio
little,
ready
Yeah,
to
I'll
go.
Read him to bed. Yeah,
right.
Read him to sleep at night. Absolutely. So, anyway.
Well, congratulations.
I'm looking forward to, thank you very much. I am very much looking forward to it.
All right. You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, manly men.
All right, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Okay, as we move along, we've got our friend Robin with us. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
So here we are. We have our Christmas party all ready to go, and we have Patriot Ray in studio, Pat from Middleton, who already is distracting poor Patriot Ray. You can take a look at the photos there on our website, on Facebook, and the Kevin Miller Facebook. There's a great picture, a selfie of myself and Patriot Ray. So very exciting stuff. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pat,
good morning.
You need to move over and get closer to the mic here. You know,
good
do I
morning.
Do I have to coach you already?
I don't want to make out with the microphone. Come on.
I see. So, Robin, I think you were here. You weren't here last year for our Christmas party, were you?
I don't think I was in the room. I think I might have been.
It's funny
here.
How Robin never wants to come hang out with us.
Dave's got a sexier voice now. Wow, Dave, you sound great.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's what I did this morning.
Hey, with the slowest computer in the world, I finally pulled up the Facebook page.
Okay.
Nice cookies.
Lesson number one, Pat. Don't take over the show during the Manly Man segment, or you'll get the...
Wait a minute. I thought that was the point. Manly Man, I take over. I'm a leader. What can I say?
Robin likes that one.
I got nothing.
And you know, every year after this Christmas party, I'm looking at you, Ray, and mine. You're going, Kevin, I have things to do. But every year after this Christmas party, I say to you, why did I do this? Why did I do this? Why?
We guilt you into it.
Yes, exactly.
My question is, who brought the booze?
Oh, well, no, we don't drink here, Robin.
What?
This is a family-friendly show.
It's before 6. Come on.
No.
You didn't tell me I couldn't spike my coffee.
I want my coffee spiked.
Let's see. Can we run Dave Petzo again here?
Yeah, it's about time.
All right. There we have it. So, Patriot Ray, tell us a little bit about your thoughts here on Christmas Eve.
Well, you know, I'm really grateful because it seemed like every time this time of year that people get a little more generous, people a little more friendly. It's just a nicer atmosphere unless you're in New York or some of the other areas back there.
Or at the mall.
At the mall. Yeah, the mall's kind of crazy this time of the year. But actually, you see a lot of people that do try to help each other. A couple of years ago, I was trying to find something for one of my daughters and went to Toys R Us. And some crazy lady thought that she needed it more than anybody. So I let her have it. I wasn't about to argue with her. She was on a mission. But those crazy people are still out there. But in majority-wise, it's just a nicer time of year, and people seem to give more. It's nice to see that. The homeless out there need all the help they can get. It's nice to see the missions working. It's a wonderful time of the year.
Pat, what about you?
It's an interesting time of year for me. My birthday was on Sunday, and it's never been a big deal to me because, it's so close to Christmas, and I share it with a brother who's on the 19th of December. But I like the season. I like the effort that people put into, coming to church a little more often. I see the collection plates are a little fuller. It's just too bad that kind of kindness and generosity can't be more continuously year round. Because I think people would be happier. I think people would be kinder. I was thinking on the way in that the attitude of the country is greatly affected by the leadership in our country. And right now we're in a very, very negative atmosphere, and it's just too bad because there's really, in the long term, that's not what's important. Someone's skin color or someone's faith or religion, it's more important to be human and not be so resentful. I don't know.
Well, there we have it. Robin, your thoughts after following that here at 580KIDO.
Well, I agree with all of that. Of course, the world would be a much better place if we were all happy, but most people aren't. And I do think the media taints, what's really going on so that we all do get negative and at each other's throats and feeling like we're all separate instead of together, in this all together. So it's all, Christmas is a time to remember that, and I agree. It would be nice if it went more around the year.
There you have it. All right. So we're
love, getting peace, all that stuff.
All right. Thank you, Robin. So, gentlemen, anything else here?
Well,
why in the world would you guys come in so early in the morning to talk on the radio?
Yeah, please. Why?
Actually, the reason I came in is to see you, Kevin, because of the holidays and before it gets really wacko, and I wasn't able to stay, and you'll come in at 6. I have to head to work right at 6, so I wanted to be here just to say Merry Christmas to you and the group here as I leave. But, with all the stuff that's going on in the world, we have a president and attorney general that could have turned this whole thing around if they'd have just said the right things at the right time. But with two officers killed, another officer in Florida killed, we're seeing a lot of tragedies take place on both sides. The problem is the couple of people that were killed that started this whole deal were thugs. Maybe the gentleman in New York wasn't, but he wasn't obeying the law and he wasn't really following protocol. So he got himself in a position and had a heart attack. So to have riots over that, to cause more discontent, and then the people in Ferguson who come up and say that, we're going to really raise Cain if they don't rebuild our city now that they burnt down. And they're saying they're going to raise more Cain and hell's going to pay. It's horrible that they're doing this. And then you've got Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, a few others who are out there just playing the game and making them the money they want and causing more problems in the communities. They closed bridges down. They closed roads down with their little escapades of we're going to show you what we're going to do, and then they're screaming they're going to kill the cops. So you get cops killed. They got what they wanted.
That is unfortunate. And then, again, as you said, we have Eric Holder and we have the president ginning this stuff up again and again and again.
And you've got the media that keeps playing it over and over again, the lamestream media part of it, not shows like this.
I blame Robin for...
You blame Robin
yes,
for that?
Yes, I blame Robin for getting
this.
Robin,
we apologize for that.
I blame Robin for stirring things up.
Well, that's what I do.
And she's good at it. Okay. But, you know, the whole problem is that, and we've said this before, Kevin, that this president had the greatest opportunity of any president we've ever had to bring this country together. And instead, he became the community organizer that he is. And he just riled it right up again. And then Eric Holder, the biggest race baiter out there, is just keeps playing the game. And now we've had another killing that they're going to investigate federally wise. So it's amazing. You get a grand jury that says they haven't got enough evidence, and the evidence goes in the direction of the officer, and then there's riots. It doesn't make sense because people need to be loving. We've got to forget about we're different colors, like Pat said. We've got to start being.
I think mostly the country has. You take a look at unconditional love. I don't know if any of you guys watch The Amazing Race. You watch The Amazing Race, Pat?
No.
Your life is The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Okay.
I live an amazing race.
Well, the couple that won The Amazing Race, and basically it's couples, men, women, whatever.
Yeah.
Around the world, it was a white woman and a black woman,
mm-hmm.
best friends, scientists. Yeah. And, you know, there was never any racism. There was never any of this. You take a look at Gabby Douglas, who won the Olympic gold medal, African-American female. People doubted her. She was coached by a Chinese national. She lived with a white family who homeschooled her in Iowa.
Yeah.
You look at the interracial families in America today. You look at the interracial relationships in Idaho, a lot of them.
I want to tell you that I recently have came in contact with a family, an interracial family, that they adopted a little boy from Ohio, and he's black. And I'll tell you what, they are the most wonderful couple I know. They're the most loving. They're the most caring. They treat you like your family. He has become one of my best friends, and I've only known him since September. And he doesn't hate anybody. He wants us to be friends. He wants us to be family. That's what we need to be. Families, we are family. We're a family of God.
Right.
We are together. We're brothers and sisters in this world. We need to act like that. We need to be better. We need to be better than what those people out there are trying to push. Their agenda is to cause problems, to cause disruption in everything that we do. And so we
kind
need
of like
to be
Robin
better.
In this segment, yes.
Is Robin causing? Robin, are you being disruptive?
Yes, just by her very presence, I see everybody. Well, Robin this, Robin that, Robin.
Whatever.
You're the one that brought it up.
I'm just sitting here minding my own business, just listening.
Uh-huh. Better jump in, Robin.
See, Robin, he pulls you back in, doesn't he? Just pulls you back in.
He's good at that, yeah.
Yes, he is. That's his job.
But you know, to the point, Pat, what do you think? And Robin, jump in here if you'd like.
Well, you know, Robin, don't jump in. I'm talking now.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the thing is like he's saying, skin color. You know, the soul has no skin color. Mm. You know, you never notice how anyone talks about, oh, he's got, you hear black soul as evil, but that's the only term you ever hear as the color of someone's soul. Because if you all closed your eyes and we just talked human to human, we wouldn't be able to tell the color of someone's soul. You know, you don't know. There is no color differential in soul. God never separates us out by color. He talks about good and evil, and that's it. That's the only two separations, is good and evil. What do you want to do? Be good? You want to be evil? You know? And so there is no skin color. And it's that's not really what I've lived long enough to know, to see the difference leadership in our country makes. You look at Ronald Reagan. You look at George W. Bush after 9/11. You look at even John F. Kennedy. There were great men that kept a calm in our society and made us feel great about being Americans, about being citizens of this country, of this world, and that we were more kind and generous during those administrations than I think we are now to each other. Ronald Reagan brought us out of, I mean, we were in far deeper recession. We were double-digit inflation, double-digit interest rates, and high gas prices, no gas. And we had a bleak outlook on our future. And yet Ronald Reagan, within his 8 years, was able to turn this around. And actually, I think that was part of the greatest time in my life was during that time period. And then when 9/11 hit, that was very tragic. People were very sad and distraught over what was going on. We were fearful. We, for the first time, felt what it felt like to be under terrorist attack, be terrorized on our own soil. And yet George W. Bush, you know, whether you liked him or not, he stood for the greatness of our country. And yet you get someone like Obama and what's his name, Eric Holder. You know, they get up there and they want to demonize. You get Al Sharpton. I've never met a reverend that talks so badly about other people. I just don't know that.
No one knows where he got his reverendship.
Well, you look at Reverend Billy Graham. Has that man ever said an unkind word to anybody other than to the devil? You know, there's a difference. What's the guy's name? Louis Farrakhan. Louis Farrakhan. Good heavens. That guy has so much hate and vitriol. How can you pull anybody? You cannot pull people together through hate.
I agree. By the way, we have a message from Dave Burnett. Oh.
Hey, baby, you want to make out?
Oh, jeez. Way to lighten it up.
In your pocket?
Yeah. Wait, who's that directed to?
Oh, hold on. Here, Robin wants to say something.
You got a mouse in your pocket? Stop it.
That was really bad.
It's not good and evil this time of year. It's naughty and nice, Kevin. Yeah. So there you go.
You make me laugh. You make me laugh out loud.
Stop it. You're freaking me out.
And he's not even here.
I know. It's like, where's Dave?
Well, hey, you're here, but we don't see you, so it's kind of freaking me out.
I wonder
too.
If Robin will grace us with her presence this year.
Probably not.
No, she's like the Kit from Knight Rider. She's just a computer generator.
Well, she said her coffee spiked. Maybe she can't walk in.
I got to stay in one place.
So what is it, Kahlua or Irish cream?
Vodka.
You know, enough of you and your both of you and your potty thoughts of alcohol.
Did he not ask you a question? Are we not engaging in conversation? Besides, who's up at this hour anyway but us?
That's what I said. Anytime before six, we can cuss, we can drink.
No, let me tell you something. Come on. Hold on. Let me tell you something. How did Kevin Miller get fired from Birmingham? That thought right there. Hold on. It's the warm-up hour. No one will be listening. Yes. And the guy goes, I got my clocks wrong, and I'm so glad that I did listen to it. You're horrible. And I'm going, well, time to pack my bags.
Look, it's not my show for one. And I only get one day a year here.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Know.
Hey, baby, you want to make out?
All right.
I'll be good. I plan on coming back in again.
Thank you. Patriot Ray, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
He allows you in more than once.
All right. Merry